Welcome to Let's Grow. This is a personal development podcast, and I'm your host, Jeremy A. Taylor, but you can call me JT. Whether it's a short message from yours truly or an interview with a special guest, this is your place for weekly encouragement to keep going and growing. My goal here is simple, to leave you better than I found you. And I know your time is valuable, so let's dive right in. Let's Grow podcast family. What's up? This is JT. Welcome back. Excited to hang out for a few minutes, share some stories and hopefully some content that's going to encourage you along your way. I think this is a conversation worth having, which is why we decided to record this as a podcast episode. But as always, this is your place for real conversations with real people designed to help you grow and get better. Nothing more, nothing less. Just want to leave you better than we found you. Excited about that opportunity always, especially today. But just as a heads up, we're going to drop a few more episodes between now and the end of the year, which we have about a month left in 2022. So I'm going to introduce you to a couple more guests on the episode. And then I think we're going to close it down with a conversation with my beautiful wife, Jayla. And I believe, honestly, that's going to be a conversation that resonates with a lot of people because we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles and challenges when things don't work out the way that we want them to. In other words, there's a really good chance in this year, these past 11 months or so up until this point, that there's some things in your life that haven't gone as planned. Matter of fact, no matter how well we plan, no matter how many goals we set, no matter how intentional we are, there's a really good chance, as I like to say, that the one thing you can always plan on is that things don't always go as planned. And I think through this conversation that we're going to have, it'll connect with a lot of people in that although things may not work out in quote unquote your favor at times, or in other words, the way that you want it to rather, that just because things don't go the way that we want them to or things don't look the way that we want them to, that doesn't mean it's not working out the way that it actually should, right? And a lot of it has to do with our perspective and how we process setbacks, challenges. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I'm just excited about that conversation because I really think it'll be fitting for a year-end conversation as we transition into a new year, right? I know you're probably thinking about some goals and ideas and a vision that you may have for the year to come. But I also want to remind you to take the time to reflect, assess, think about some decisions that you made, conversations that you have, where you've invested your time. Matter of fact, today on social media, I shared a quote, something along the lines of, you know, wherever you invest your time, there will be a return. You know, oftentimes we don't think about that. We don't think about the fact that time is a precious commodity. Our time is a resource, a finite resource. Whatever we give our time to, there is going to be a return on that investment. The question is do you like the return, the recent returns that you've been getting, right? Where have you spent your time? Where have you invested your time? The people, the places, the thing that you've put your time into, is it moving you in a direction that you want to go in? And that's worth taking some time to think about, right? To reflect on. But let's get into this conversation today. We're going to be talking about, hold on now, let me make sure that I share a couple of other quick things. As a reminder, if you're looking for some one-on-one coaching in the coming year, hit jeremyataylor.com. And on the services tab, you'll see speaking and coaching. If you and your organization is looking for a speaker to come in, challenge your team, encourage your team, work alongside of you, whether it be a keynote for a standing business meeting that you have, half day workshop, leadership retreat, we can talk about that. Hit the speaking tab. If you're looking for one-on-one coaching, hit that tab. Would love to discuss that with you as well. But just wanted to make sure that I plugged that. And then also, I do need to mention this as well. Booking has now officially opened for this. Community engagement packages, where I made the decision to bundle together speaking to the student body, the faculty and staff, as well as the parents, whether that be in person or virtual, whatever that may look like for a school. But as I began to discuss some ideas with the greatest impact in investing the most amount of time that I could with the school versus coming in a quick little session with a group of students. I thought to myself, let's put a package together. Let's try to serve a school to the best of my ability and at my highest capacity. And this is what we came up with. Again, those are called community engagement packages. You can hit my social media outlets for more details there. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. Just type in Jeremy A. Taylor on the search, and you can find all the details there on my social media feeds. And then, of course, if you're interested, if you're not going to go to those social feeds, you can just go straight to the website, jeremyataylor.com/speaking. And in the details about and the speaking request form at the bottom of the page, details about event, type in there, community engagement package. That'll hit my inbox. I'll follow up with you. I'll get you all the details. But as far as elementary is concerned, third, fourth, fifth grade, middle school, sixth, seventh, eighth, and then high school, ninth, 10th, and 11th. You can add the 12th grade if you'd like, but a lot of folks like to focus on 9th, 10th, and 11th since seniors are already on their way out. But I have a time frame where I'll be booking that between January 9th and April 28th, right? January 9th, April 28th of the coming year, 2023, spring semester, community engagement packages. Let me know if you and your school are interested in that. We can talk about that. We can get the ball rolling. I'll give you the details on the content as well. But all that being said, let's get back to this conversation today about mentorship, right? Let's go. I can remember when I got started in the network marketing space, it almost became a buzzword to hear people say, or a buzz phrase rather, my mentor said this, my mentor said that. It seemed like everywhere you turn, people were talking about people being their mentor. And I felt like anyone was considered a mentor that was quote unquote in your upline in a network marketing business, right? Someone who's been in the game a little bit longer, they've made a little bit more money than me, their organization is a little bit bigger, so forth and so on. And so the whole concept of having a mentor really seemed like it was the thing to do at the time, because you needed someone to look up to, you needed someone, it was important for you to listen to people who were building a business and following a system so you could duplicate those activities. I say all that to say this, that I don't really believe I really respected and understood the value of mentorship until I approached someone outside of my network marketing affiliation, because they had some qualities about them that I wanted to emulate in my life. They had experienced some success in another avenue, another industry that I was aspiring to go down. And they just seemed like a stand-up individual that I felt like I could learn from, right? So the seed was planted to have some mentorship some time ago, but then I started to value mentorship along the way. And then I can remember running into this quote also from a gentleman by the name of Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame NFL coach, now a broadcaster, sports analyst with NFL as well. He said this: there will always be someone who knows more than you do, which is good. I strongly encourage you to find those people and take them to lunch. Man, I'll read that quote one more time. There will always be someone who knows more than you do, which is good. I strongly encourage you to find those people and take them to lunch. Tony Dungy. In other words, there are people who have a wealth of knowledge. There are people who have experience. There are people who have been there, done that, got the t-shirt or multiple t-shirts, right? They can help you grow in the capacity that you want to grow, but it's important for you to reach out, establish a connection with them, ask them for their time. And just like Tony Dungy said, a great way to do that is to invite them to lunch, invite them to coffee, offer to pay for a meal, because most people, whether we realize it or not, a lot of people eat lunch. Okay. And so, if someone's going to eat lunch and then you offer them an opportunity to pay for their lunch and say, hey, within a short time span, there's some questions I would like to ask you, or there's some things I would like to learn, or I would like to hear your story. most people are going to say yes to that right now. There are some people who are very, very diligent and almost militant with their time. And some people just may not have the time to give up or have made the decision that they're not going to devote their time to anything else outside of what they're currently doing. But people who are successful for the right reasons and with the right motivation, as one of my mentors, Clifton Lambert, likes to oftentimes say, those are people who actually want to help other people because they realize that they didn't get where they're at all on their own. So today on this short episode, I'm going to share five reasons why I think we all need a mentor, five reasons why you need a mentor, right? But then also I'm going to give you a little bit of bonus on the back end and share with you what I believe are five good questions. John C. Maxwell, I think it's the title of a book as well, but I can remember hearing him say in a keynote that good leaders ask great questions, right? And so I'm going to share with you some great questions to spark conversation or to gather intel, to be intentional about your time with a mentor, because I can remember, I'm going to share this experience with you. And I actually plugged this a little bit in the episode with my friend and mentor, Clifton Lambert, several episodes ago. If you listen to that, you can go back. I can't remember what episode number that was, but I talked about how we met, how we first sat down, what that meeting looked like, how our relationship began, how we became friends, and how we still continued to keep in touch. But I want to firm all of this up real quick before I go into these five reasons by saying this, that what I mean by mentor is that it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's X number of years older than you, right? It doesn't have to be someone who is the best of the best of the best in their particular field. But I would venture to say that if you're going to consider someone a mentor or you're going to take advice from them, they better be at a place where that in a healthy position or place that you aspire to be in, right? Because I once heard someone say, when you take someone's advice, you buy their lifestyle. All right. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you start listening, that if you take someone's advice a couple of times or you respect what they say about one thing, that doesn't necessarily mean that poof, magically, deliciously, you're going to turn into that person and you're going to adopt all of their ideas. No, that's not what that's saying. But it's saying be cautious about who you allow to speak into your life, right? Be cautious about who you take advice from. Be intentional about the people that you're listening to. So all that being said, I also want to make sure that I plug this, that it's wise to consider looking at folks in different areas of your life. Looking to people that you can learn from in different areas of your life. In other words, I'm not saying that you have to go out in search of a mentor that's going to be your mentor for the rest of your life and you're going to listen to everything they have to say about everything. No, that's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is there are people that I look up to and respect, and I take their advice on specific things. Like there are folks that I reach out to, and I ask intentional questions and I spend time with these people because I value their marriage. I value how they parent, right? There are other people that I have conversations with about finances. There are other people. I've recently sat down because of a project that my family is now working on involving real estate and vacations, short-term rentals. I've had conversations with multiple people, right, on the phone and in person in the town that I live in, who have more experience and expertise in this field than I do, right? And I've taken pages of notes, right? And I've reached back out to them multiple times. There are people that I look up to that I'm going to respect and take their advice from a physical wellness, health, a physical fitness, health and wellness perspective, right? So you may have a multitude of people that you respect and look up to because of different areas of your life that you want to grow in, okay? You may have a mentor where you focus on your spiritual growth and health. This is someone that you meet with. You walk through scripture together. You ask questions. You pray about things. This is someone that you confide in and confess sin to and give them an opportunity to help you grow through stuff, right? I have people in my life that I respect and I'm vulnerable to in that area as well. So just consider that when it comes to mentorship. But five reasons why I think it's important for you to have a mentor. One is this, is that someone somewhere wants to help you, right? That's encouraging that there are people who understand that, or people who realize that if we are leading our lives the way that we should be, there should be a healthy conviction to help other people along the way, right? There's someone somewhere right now who wants to help you grow and get better. There's someone who will give of their time. There's someone who will give of their talent. There is someone who cares enough about helping other people that if you ask, they would be willing to help you, right? In other words, you know, what I like about this is that those who truly become successful in their respective careers or callings and have made a significant impact in the lives of others will always give credit where credit is due. And what I mean by that is they don't take all the credit for their success. They know that someone else helped set them up for success, help them grow through some of their mistakes, help provide some insight. So therefore, they're going to throw the rope back, so to speak. The second reason why I think you need a mentor, I need a mentor, we all need mentors in our lives is this, is we don't know as much as we think we know, right? You don't know as much as you think you know. And sadly, you might be the type of person who's a quote-unquote know-it-all, right? There may be some pride and some ego there. Well, I know enough about this that I don't need any help in that area. That's okay, right? But if there's an area of your life that you need to change, that you need to grow in, that you want to excel in, then there's someone who is better at that than you are, right? Humble yourself. Matter of fact, I happen to think that the more I know, the more I learn, the more I know, the more I realize how much I don't know, right? I was actually watching a documentary just last night, mind blown, about some difference in policy and political parties and, you know, differences in ideologies and where certain ideas were birthed at and the democratic processes of our, like, I was just learning some things just because I realized that, man, I'm just not in the know on some of this stuff and I would like to learn more. So you don't know as much as you think you know. Whenever you get that settled, you'll realize that the need to allow other people to speak into your life, right? And for me, what really happened was my growth hit a plateau. All right. My growth hit a plateau and I wasn't investing my time and energy into self, self-improvement. I wasn't growing. I wasn't reading. I wasn't listening to things that's positive, powerful, pure, that helps my mindset. I got stagnant, right? And I can remember someone asking me, what book are you reading? And I was like, what do you mean? What book am I reading? Ain't nobody got time to read. I'm an adult. I got a career. I got these responsibilities. But then they really pushed in and was like, man, the man who can read is no better than the man who, or excuse me, the man who can read and doesn't read is no better than the man who can't read. Right. And I was like, wow, true. Right. And then anybody can read 5 pages or 10 pages of a good book a day. So all these things really began to transform my life when I really got to a point where I was disgruntled enough with how stagnant my life was. And then I realized that I don't know as much as I think I know, and I need to ask some people for help, right? So those are two reasons. Someone somewhere wants to help you. You don't know as much as you think you know. Number three is, I don't care how good you are, one is too small of a number to achieve anything great. I think John Maxwell said that, right? That you can't go it alone. You can't achieve greatness all by yourself. That at the end of the day, we all need somebody, right? This third reason, I think, plays an important role because our Western society, right, here in America, is so deeply entrenched in the individualistic lifestyle that we see so prevalent, you know, whether it be in movies, music, social media, you name it. It's like this desire to prove ourselves, right? This desire to show that I can do it on my own, right? That it's all about getting mine, right? And all that being said, so many resources can come your way whenever you decide to be a team player, when you decide to be someone who is one, who understands, one, I need help, but also you realize the importance of helping other people, right? When you're that kind of person who gives of your time, gives of your talent, gives of your treasure, you are looked at as a person that other people want to help as well, right? So another reason why you need a mentor is you can't go it alone. Number four is this, is that there's really, I think, two ways of learning. One is, you know, we learn by experience, and then I think we learn by wisdom. And what I mean by wisdom is the experience from other people. And so if I had to pick, do I want to go through something tough? Now, granted, we're going to go through tough things no matter what, because there's a process of growing and developing and getting better. And you really, there's really no shortchanging that process. We all have to go through some tough stuff in order to get where we want to go, overcome some challenges, overcome some obstacles, work through some things not going our way. But we can expedite that process just a little bit at times whenever we listen to the challenges, the fears, the failures, the frustrations of others and how they work through it, which in turn helps us maybe to avoid some similar mistakes that they made, right? So learning from other people's mistakes is less painful than learning from my own mistakes. And having a mentor in our life can help us navigate through things to where maybe we avoid some of those pitfalls, right? So that's number four. And then number five is this, is it's important for you to value having a mentor, because you too are also called to be a mentor. And so by buying into the belief the idea of having a mentor and embracing that type of relationship with someone, it sets you up for success in order to also serve someone else in that capacity as well. All right. That doesn't mean you need to go dialing people up and dropping social media posts and say, hey, my time is open and I've got these slots available to be someone's mentor. That's not how that works. Right? Mentorship oftentimes happen because you're in close proximity with someone, or someone introduces you to someone, or you have someone who is seeking out folks who maybe are efficient and effective, you know, at a particular skill or trade, and you may be that person in someone's circle. So just keep that in mind. It's not like you need to go looking for people to mentor, right? But it could be something that you pray about. And then maybe that's your opportunity to invest time in a Bible study, or you know, teach a class with a group of young people, right? Who knows? I don't know what that looks like for you, but those are five reasons why I believe you need a mentor. I need a mentor. We all need a mentor. And I'm going to drop a couple of questions for we close this episode down. Let's say, and this is kind of the case for me with Clifton Lamberth. You know, again, you can go listen to that episode, but to recap that, I met Clifton through a mutual friend, learned that Clifton was doing some work, some similar work to the work that I currently do. I was very intimidated, didn't know really what to do, but I realized that I needed to reach out and ask, that if I didn't ask, the answer would be no. And I reached out and I asked him for his time. And I even told him, you know, because I knew that his time was very valuable, that if I had to save up money, I would even pay him for his time. Whatever the case, I just wanted to get 15 to 30 minutes of his time so I could pick his brain, ask him some questions. We ended up meeting for lunch. I was even so serious about respecting his time that I sent him some questions in advance so that he knew some things that I was going to ask him, right? Like I wanted him to know that I'm serious about gathering some information from you, and I'm serious about using that information. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to put this to use because I really want to grow and I really want to get better. So here's five questions just to kind of get started You know, and you can add to that. I mean, you can Google questions to ask a mentor, and I'm sure you're going to get plenty of information, right? Some of that information may be good, some of it may be bad, but there's no shortage of questions that you can ask someone. I was just very intentional with a few questions. And so here's a few questions that you may want to consider. One is this: what are the top three factors? Like, if you're asking about someone who's had success in an area or who is further along in something than you are, what are the top three factors would you say has contributed to your success, right? And then hush up and take notes and listen. Or if you're recording the conversation, right, let the phone do the listening, and you make eye contact, and you just lean in and engage and enjoy the conversation, right? Top three factors that you think has contributed to your success, your longevity, what have you. Another great question is this: what would you consider the greatest challenge or the greatest obstacle to you doing what you do and doing it the way that you are? Like, if you're asking a question about finance, right? What would you consider to be the greatest challenge? What's been the toughest thing for you to budget the way that you do, or for you guys to save or invest, or whatever it is that you're asking them, right? If it's a question about related to marriage and relationships, what do you all feel like is the greatest challenge that keeps you all from being as closely connected as you are, right? Or what's been your biggest failure, right? Greatest challenge or biggest failure, and what did you learn from it, right? How did you grow from that? A third question is this: what book are you currently reading, right? And what's something that what's a takeaway from that book that you would share with someone who hadn't read that book? What books would you recommend that I get started with, right? What recommendations do you have in this particular area that you think it could serve me well? Number four is who do you know that I should know, and can you introduce me to them, right? In other words, successful people oftentimes spend time with people who also are high character, high caliber, high class, right? Who do you know that I should know, and can you introduce me to them? Or it could be something specifically about the field that you're interested in. And it could be, let's say you're trying to develop your skill or health and wellness, right? Health and wellness and fitness. And you're having a conversation with someone, and you know, you want to know more, or you want to get better, or you want to expand your network. Maybe they have someone else who they're connected with they can introduce you to where you can learn more, right? Someone who's focused on the nutrition aspect of it. Yeah, I'd be glad to introduce you to such and such. I've learned so much from them. I'll connect you guys on Facebook, or I'll shoot them an email, I'll shoot them a text, we can exchange numbers. But yeah, they're definitely someone you'd like to link up with, right? That's a great question. I've met a lot of people, a lot of wonderful people who are friends to this day because of asking someone else that question. And number five is this: what do you wish someone would have told you? What do you wish someone would have told you when you were in the position that I was in, right? Aspiring to make the changes that I'm aspiring to make. What do you wish someone would have told you back then, right? Gives them an opportunity to process what they've been through and what they think may be the best piece of advice they could possibly offer. And then here's a question to grow on, and we're going to close it down with this. How may I serve you, right? You've gifted me your time. You've allowed me to come alongside you and see the way you do what you do, or you shared some nuggets of wisdom with me. You went on a walk with me. We went to lunch. We played a round of golf, right? You came over for dinner. You graciously blessed my life, and you've been an encouragement to me. Man, how can I help you? How can I return the favor? What is it that I can do for you? How may I serve you? Because you want any relationship that you're in, whether it be it's a mentor, mentee, friend, husband, wife, anything, you want there to be reciprocity. You don't want to be someone who's a taker, right? You're always looking for what you can get out of everything. You want to be a giver as well, right? You want to be someone who adds value, who adds richness to relationships, right? I wanted to be someone that Clifton looked forward to answering my phone call. I wanted him to look forward to responding to my text. I wanted him to look forward to us getting together in person, because he knew that I wasn't someone that was just trying to be a leech and suck whatever life I could suck out of him to make my life better and not return anything to him. So all that being said, man, this is something that I'm unbelievably passionate about. I could talk and talk and talk about this, this particular topic for days, but I'm not going to because I respect your time, and I've got to get back to parenting because little Miles is home from preschool. Well, he has a half day program that he's in with preschool. And so he's at the house hanging out right now, chilling. He's graciously given me some time and been respectful of that time. And so I need to get back to him. And then I think I'm going to put some meatloaf in the oven tonight. We're going to have a nice little home-cooked meal, some green beans, some sweet potatoes. So I'm looking forward to that as well. I need to get to work on that. But as always, guys, thank you so much for your time. Continued success. God bless in the days ahead. We're going to be dropping some more episodes, and I'll certainly catch you on the next one. You guys have a great day. Hey, thanks again for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode and you received some value, could you do me a favor and share it with a friend? If so, I really, really, really appreciate you helping me get the word out about this podcast. As a reminder, this is your place for a shot of encouragement, and my goal is to simply leave you better than I found you. So my friend, I certainly hope that was the case for you today.